Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Survivor Specialist Phil, John, and McKenna are back, and today we have another defining episode for you for Survivor 50. We are talking about Aubrey's defining episode, which is episode number 9 of Survivor Koh Rong. It's psychological warfare, one of the most masterful blindsides of the 30s. Not quite at the Michaela level, but it is one of the most masterful blindsides of the 30s. The way that the women come together in this episode and figure out how to get Debbie out of the game. Just because Debbie was not quite on their same wavelength, and it's all because of Aubrey. This is Aubrey's defining move, I think, of the entire season, and I'm excited to dive into it. First, I want to start, though, with you, McKenna. So yes. Jason and Scott, the beginning of this episode, that's your favorite moments of the franchise, or second favorite moments of the franchise?
I really do love Kyle Jason. I think he's great. I think he's the perfect anti-hero to root for because you get his story about his daughters, but then you get the villainous aspects of him, which are not as great, and the bullying of Ty, which is not as great, but he does have a big soft side to him. I think Scott is just a villain through and through, which kind of brings Jason down a bit more, but I'm a big Kyle Jason fan.
Okay. I thought that you hated like them dumping on the fire and everything like
that. Freaking sucks. Like, do I want them to do that? No. And they're being little babies about it. Yes. But I think, as we specialists should, love Koh Rong. It's not the best, and I think they are just throwing a temper tantrum. We talked about Q throwing a temper tantrum. I think this is them just throwing a temper tantrum.
And it's a great temper tantrum, though, because it's the perfect distraction for everything else that needs to take place in the episode, which is the discussion of, should we vote out Julia? Because it seems like she might go to those guys, and then ultimately, Julia wins immunity, so let's get rid of Debbie. The guys are really no threat at this point. So, John, how is this for you?
First off, this is an incredible episode of television, and anyone who forgets how good Koh Rong is needs to just go back and watch it, because it's probably a top 10 season of Survivor still, and it's might be one of the most slept on seasons after watching this again. And McKenna and I have covered it on the Rewind a couple of times now. Season's fantastic. Obviously, we're specialists and we all stand Michelle, but Aubrey came second place in this season, and you see why in this episode. I know when we're thinking of like defining episodes for Aubrey, we hummed and hawed about it a little bit. Do we go with an episode like her breakdown earlier in this season? Does that define Aubrey? But this is really what defines Aubrey. This is, honestly, this episode is probably one of the leading points to why people argue Aubrey should win this season over Michelle.
Yeah.
It was interesting watching this episode for Aubrey's perspective, and I really didn't notice how much of a relationship she had with Sydney, because I typically watch in the lens of Michelle, because that's who I have gravitated toward for this season. So I'm always kind of focused on like the Michelle side of things, and now focusing for Aubrey, Sydney is crucial in this episode for Aubrey, and that relationship is really well maintained for her. And I think they are a really powerful duo that you don't really see them much as a duo, because Sydney kind of like floats around a bit.
Well, because Sydney's coming from the Braun tribe to start. And then, yeah, we do know her more with Michelle, and it's tough, but I think that's why Sydney's such a fascinating character that people have fought to say we want her back on the show so bad, because she gives great confessionals, but she's also so involved in everything that's going on. But we might hear from her to a lesser extent than we do from Aubrey and Michelle, because Michelle goes on to win, and Aubrey's obviously, you know, doing so much from a strategic point of view. But I think that there's a couple things that happen here, though. Like this episode with Aubrey voting out Debbie, Right. This is a phenomenal move. Debbie was just not listening to what she was saying, did not want to get rid of, didn't understand why Julia should be the vote, was so rigid in her thinking. But ultimately, Debbie votes for Michelle. And I think that this might be like why when Aubrey comes out and plays Game Changer, she plays a little bit more passive of a game. And I think it's because of what happened in this season. She plays such a good strategic game that she does sacrifice a lot of personal relationships also while doing it. And so I think that this episode shows off both. I mean, her strategic prowess in this episode is incredible. And this has me super excited to watch Aubrey again, because I think if you just watch Edge of Extinction as your most recent Aubrey, you're like, why do we need to see her again? Then you watch this and you say, oh God, okay. But I think that, you know, the way that she is playing the game, it's hard to play how hard she's playing and still get the votes when you sit next to an amazing social player like Michelle was.
I really enjoyed watching this episode again because boot order is not my strength. So I didn't remember who was booted in this episode. And I believed it was Julia until Julia had the necklace around her neck. And I was like, now what the heck? What's going on next? And I've watched Ko Rong now a few times. And then I was like, oh crap, it's the Debbie boot. And it's just like so beautifully told only through the end half of this episode, not even half of the episode, like just end small chunk. And just the way that Aubrey goes about it, picking her people, Joe is like, hell no, we're not voting Debbie out. And the way she has to try and make these relationships and then go to Julia of all people who she wanted out in the beginning to be like, hey, I need your vote. This was just like a great, we've had a great stretch of episodes to watch here in preparation for 50 and getting to really know the nitty gritty of these players.
I think the fascinating thing about this episode is you start watching this episode, it takes about 15 minutes before you realize why this is Aubrey's episode. It's so focused on Jason and Scott and Ty and just the sabotages they're doing around camp. You get a little bit of Aubrey's reaction to it, but more importantly, you get Aubrey's deduction of it. Mm-hmm. They are doing this so we vote for them, so because they have an idol. They definitely have an idol, otherwise they wouldn't feel safe doing this. And that's what gets her onto Julia. This is after Julia immediately agrees to jump on the boys' bandwagon for the reward challenge and compete with them. So at that point, it just becomes, okay, so is she a risk? Is she a flight risk here? Is she someone who's going to go over there? And that's why she brings up this idea. And then we see her approach Debbie with it. It's like, we have to get rid of Julia. She's willing to flip with the boys. And Debbie's just like, I trust Julia.
Yeah.
And Aubrey's dedication to her own thought of, no, I know I can't trust her, and keeps pushing it throughout the episode to Debbie until they get to a point where it's like, after the immunity challenge, Julia's already won, and Debbie's explaining the plan of how to split the votes to Julia, which we then see Julia immediately tell the boys what's going to happen. And Aubrey's like, I can't trust Debbie, and her willingness to cut someone who is detrimental to her game. It's masterful, and something we, quite frankly, we see it a lot in the new era because everyone's kind of willing to cut their allies way too early in the new era. This is precision cutting of an ally.
Yeah. So this episode first aired 9 years ago, and I've watched Ko Rong one time since then, but it was before COVID. Like, I don't remember the season as well as I should, but we're getting there, and every season matters because we're on Nicaragua. So like we're making our way. The thing that I really forgot, I just assumed, was that Joe votes with them and Joe's the fourth vote. And when I'm watching this episode play out and I see her go to Julia after Julia just spilled, after Julia is so in the bag with Scott and Jason and Ty, when I watch Aubrey say to Sydney, I think we have to get Julia. I don't think we have a choice. And Sydney's like, okay, like, let's see what happens. In your head, you're saying, rookie mistake, Aubrey. Like, what are you doing? You're going to the person that you know you can't trust, but you're giving her a mutual interest boot, which is Debbie.
It's not any of the boys.
It's none of the boys.
She's going to go for it.
And she goes for it. And we get this 4-3-2 vote without Joe Del Campo being a part of the vote. That's what I think is so impressive about Aubrey's move here. It's that Joe is not a part of it, even though we know that for the rest of the season after this, Joe is just in her back pocket. And that is one of the knocks against Aubrey's game, is that she just has Joe saying, sure, Aubrey, how do you want me to vote? But in this vote, the most important vote of the season, because this is really where Aubrey and Michelle and Sydney take over the game. In the most important vote of the season, she doesn't have Joe on her side.
And I feel like that's also a credit to her, because we'll be talking about Chrissy too, who has JP in her pocket. It's a credit to who they are as people to have gain these allies that are comfortable with letting them lead the way, letting them make their moves. And then, you know, you would hope that they would, you know, counter-strike or something like that eventually. But it's a social game, I think, point to that Aubrey did make this bond and strength relationship with Joe. And I wouldn't knock her for having an extra vote in her pocket, because she did the work to get that extra vote in her pocket.
Yeah.
The other thing to keep in mind here is, yes, the episode preceding this with the Nick boot, I mentions the ability to make a super idol at tribal council. Mm-hmm. Nobody has confirmation of that other than the boys who have seen the idol clue. In any regular season of Survivor, Aubrey's not only getting out a wild card in Debbie, she's also flushing the boys' idol here.
Yeah.
This is a masterful move that just happens to like not be as great because of the mechanics of the game in this instance.
Right.
And just pays off that Ty doesn't want to use the super idol later.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what's really cool, because they know that there's an idol floating around. And so if that's going to happen, you're not assuming super idol, right? We haven't seen the super idol come back. We saw it with Tony, but we hadn't seen like this version of the super idol where it was going to be combined to make something. Mm-hmm. So when Ty says, oh, I'll just take it and now I'm going to sit down, you're like, well, what the hell's going on? But then the votes go in such a way that they want that, had they voted Scott, Jason, or Ty there, one of them is going home. Mm-hmm. Because they would have played that idol and it was a super idol, and that would have ultimately sent that person packing. But because they went Debbie, it also gives Ty cold feet, where then in the next episode, Ty doesn't use it on Scott and Scott ultimately goes home. It's crazy. And obviously Aubrey can't know all of this that's going on, but it is like, timing is everything in Survivor. Kyle said that when he wins Survivor 48, timing is everything. Timing was everything in this episode and in this season. And Aubrey was masterful with this. But at the end of the day, she got so game body and so worried about making the moves that she didn't do the jury work that she needed to do to beat Michelle, who, yeah, Michelle in this boot, no question about it, she's along for the ride. She doesn't make this move. This is Aubrey's move. She just goes along with it. That's a timing
move for Michelle too. Let Aubrey do it. So sure. It's a timing move for Aubrey in the sense of, I need to get Debbie out for my game because she's not working with me. So I think any move could really benefit other people depending on, you know, the timing of things. So like, Michelle didn't need to do it.
Yeah.
Aubrey did it for me. And we see, I think this is the pivotal boot for Aubrey to turn into Gamebot Aubrey, because she said, I really don't want to vote Debbie out. Like, it's going to hurt to vote Debbie out, but she does it anyway. And that's where I think the switch flips and we really get strategy focused Aubrey. And she doesn't have these relationships with the rest of the jurors.
Yeah. And again, like, she gets Julia and Sydney to vote with them to vote out Debbie, but Julia and Sydney both vote for Michelle to win at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Scott and Jason both vote for Michelle to win at the end of the day. Like, they all felt a little bit closer to Michelle. And Aubrey, what's crazy is you almost want to compare Aubrey to Russell, because Aubrey is so like game heavy, game, mm-hmm. game. But her social game isn't that bad. It's just Michelle's social game is so unbelievably good. This isn't a Natalie versus Russell situation where it's, no, trust me, it's there. Unless you can see it.
Yeah,
this is, Michelle's social game is so ridiculously good that Aubrey on any other season probably pulls out the win in that era, right? Like, she could probably win a lot of those seasons playing the same game. She has had the wrong season here.
Yeah, like replace Sophie with Aubrey. Aubrey's not the win easy. There.
Yep. Yeah. Honestly, she might not win because she might be like, I'm not going to final six with this six. Like, shut up. But I'm this has me really excited to watch Aubrey again. Look, when the cast was originally announced, Aubrey was one of the people that I said, I've seen every version of Aubrey, right? I've seen the version of Aubrey that was great and lost. I've seen the version of Aubrey that was invisible and got far. And I've seen the version of Aubrey that whose game exploded right at the beginning. But I've really changed on Aubrey. I really have, because after watching this episode, I said, no, when she's good, she's so good. The biggest obstacle for Aubrey coming into this season, season 50, she's not Coach and Q. She's not somebody who's going to get screen time no matter what. Saria's hit legend status. That Survivor's not bringing Saria back to give her three confessionals and say goodbye at Final 15. They're going to give a lot of screen time there. Aubrey is somebody who feels like she could be overshadowed by the cast. And this episode, she was overshadowed until she picked it up and turned it on and made it all about her. So I'm curious if Aubrey coming into season 50 will be able to overcome the monster personalities that are on this season and still find her way to get the screen time that she so desperately needed in Game Changers.
I think she has played three very different games in that she has had three very different learning experiences that could all culminate into her season 50 game, where she might not be attracting all of the screen time, because in this Aubrey episode, we don't hit Aubrey until after the reward is over. So like, we still could get Aubrey in our episodes, but just maybe a little bit later, or just a little, you know, moment of her, because she has played with Suri before and been on a tribe with Suri. They under edited her that season, or she wasn't doing anything to be edited or whatever. I don't know. But now I think she knows how to play around it. She knows what it feels like to really be blindsided with Edge of Extinction, and could know maybe cues of, I missed this, and be able to move forward with the knowledge of her past games, because she made it to the end, she made it to the jury, she went out pre-merge.
I think this episode is why people were so disappointed in Edge of Extinction Aubrey, because you see the way that, again, like I mentioned earlier, where Aubrey is able to identify exactly what the boys are doing and that they have an idol because of it, that they have that ability to do that. And she falls into this like false sense of security in Edge of Extinction with the commas. She feels like she can trust them. She gets buttered up by Victoria, goes along with it. Aubrey is not the type of person who's going to make that mistake twice. Yeah. Also, she's not going to make it with returning players. That's for sure. Right? She's definitely not going to make that mistake with returning players. We're going to have an Aubrey who is hyper-vigilant, who is watching for these little cues. Maybe a big cue too, because they're on the same starting tribe, supposedly.
There you go. look at John.
But I have a very high hopes for Aubrey. And if we get the same Aubrey, we get in Co wrong now, we're in for one hell of a season.
And I also feel like, continue.
Just because, like, strategically, she knows what she's doing. I think she's gotten to the point where she knows how to socially interact. I think she needed this break from Survivor. And I think she's one who might surprise people on what she's going to do in 50, because she is going to be ruthless when it comes to cutting allies at the right time, but not in that new era mindset of, I'm going to cut my ally too early.
And I think also returning players can appreciate a bit more of the game bodiness or the strategic based moves. Not every returning player does that, because some are very social voters, but I feel like it's almost a little bit more excusable to be so focused on only strategy and have super strategic heavy moments, because we all came out here to do just that.
Yeah. I have higher hopes now. I think I forget how good her Ko-Rong game is too, because obviously I've been like the ultimate Michelle stan since that season came out. And that season I felt like I mean, that was 9 years ago. I was just punching up the entire time. It's like, we're two seasons into our show that we've been doing, And I'm like, no, Michelle's going to win. And I'm getting crapped on in the comments. People are ripping me apart, all this stuff. So I think I kind of overlook Aubrey's game now because I was just so pumped that Michelle won. Yeah. No, I think there's a lot. And when I look at her starting tribe just very quickly, like she's with Genevieve. That's a person to work with. Yeah. She's with Kyle. Mm-hmm. That's a person to work with. Like she's with Q. Q doesn't want to play with Aubrey. That's an easy person to manipulate for Aubrey. Then she's got a lot of avenues here.
I think the really interesting thing is there's a moment in Aubrey's conversation with Sydney in this episode where they're discussing Debbie and how she wants to work with someone logical. We were just talking about Q last episode. Despite the fact that Q is chaotic, he's logically chaotic.
Logically chaotic.
You know he's predictable enough that you can work with him. He has these qualities you can play on. I wouldn't be surprised if we get that first episode because Q made the Aubrey comparison with Mariah in 46.
46, yeah.
Yeah. But, and because of that, obviously that's why they're on the same tribe. I 100% believe that, but I think we might get a confrontation, but I would not be shocked if those two end up just working together right off the bat.
I mean, I did say Q had a little bit of Debbie in him, so it would, yeah, it would be accurate for them to work together. So
until they can't.
Yep. Until they can't. Exactly. That's when you cut Q.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Q, we're going back to season 46 for one final time. Next time we're talking about Tiffany, Spicy Jeff, episode number 9 of Survivor 46. And then when we come back to the new era, air quotes, we're going to Chrissy in episode 5 of season 35. So tune in next time. Like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Hope you enjoyed this. Let us know if we got the Aubrey episode right and how excited you are for Aubrey on this season. And we'll see you next time with Tiffany's episode.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.